Good morning. It's October 19th, 7:07 a.m. If you've seen the picture this morning, you know I came out a little bit later. I came out in the light. It's ridiculously cold out here this morning. No, it's not ridiculously cold. It's 34. That's not ridiculous. It's actually pretty seasonal. A lot of trees are looking red and yellow today. A lot more than yesterday, it feels like, but maybe I just didn't notice because it was darker. Anyway, the much-awaited Ravenwood Valley came yesterday afternoon, and unfortunately, you know, I knew I was going to have to make some changes. I really wasn't happy with the way the table of contents laid on the page, and yeah, I spent several hours yesterday with a red pen. I'm through about the first 60 pages at this point, I think. And I don't think there's a page that doesn't have at least one red mark on it. Some of them are really minor. Some of them are... all of them are... I could ignore all of them, and I don't think anybody else would notice. I haven't come across any legitimate typos. I have come across passive voice sentences that need to be capsized. I've come across adverbs that don't need to be there. I've come across, there's something odd in the way that it does quote within quote. So it doesn't use smart quotes when I have somebody in dialogue quoting someone else from dialogue, those kinds of things. Small factors, little tiny things that I never saw looking at it on the screen, but which are very significant to me on the page. So I'm working to fix that. I'm also fixing the chapter layout a bit, the chapter headings a bit. I found one that I like a little better. It doesn't so take up quite so much room at the top of the page. It's not going to help much in terms of page count. But little things add up over time. The big problem yesterday was in trying to put the table of contents in a format that I liked better. I lost page numbering and headers, along with all my chapter numbering. It took me 2 hours last night fiddling with it, and I had to get up this morning before I could find it. I had to sleep before I could actually walk back through the process far enough to figure it out. The good news is that I have upgraded my desktop publishing software. It works much smoother now. Bad news is I still haven't figured out how to reformat the table of contents, so I'm just going to let it go. But what a thrill. You know, it never gets old. This is the fourth book I've seen with my name on the cover. It doesn't get old. So today I'll be closeted with my red pen trying to get through the book. Tomorrow I will be editing the file, the source file, to bring the source file and the book into agreement. And then I'll upload new files. And I'll have to wait for those files to be screened before I can do anything. In the meantime, what I will do is put together the ebook forms and see how that looks. I need to get a good EPUB format. I need to get a clean Smashwords format. And then we rock and roll. Then we move it on up the stairs to the books. We move it up to my site. We wait for the next galley to get shipped. And today is the 19th, which gives me 10 12 days or so to get this pulled together by the end of the month. I think we're going to make it if I don't slack off too much. I'm not going to get any writing done probably for the next couple of days, but this is important. This is writing too. It's all part of the schema. I did create my NaNoWriMo profile yesterday with the Ravenwood SQL loaded. Whether I'll actually play along at home, I don't know. I didn't do it last year. I didn't even sign up, so I had to recreate my profile, mostly. But I'm thinking that one of the advantages that NaNoWriMo gives me is the excuse to say to people in my house, don't bother me, it's NaNoWriMo. And we'll see if we can't use this to jumpstart a little bit of work. See how that works out, see how that goes. The truth is 5,000 words a day for 10 days would mean my 50,000 words. If I could cut that, if I could do that with the sequel to Ravenwood, I'd be halfway to a novel and just under 2 weeks. So it'd be very cool. If I could do 10,000 a day for 7 or 8 days in a row, I'd have my novel pretty well hammered out. That's entirely possible as well, particularly if I can get some uninterrupted time. One of the problems with working at home, and that my sister, who works on a farm, sympathizes with me on this one, just because you're home doesn't mean you're not working. But people don't seem to realize that because you're home, you could just, drop everything and go do this or that or the other thing. Now, particularly with writing, where I really need to be in the story, I need to be in the book. Starting cold in the morning every day means I have to start and get cranking. Once I get cranking, things move along pretty smoothly. But if I have to stop and come back and pick it up again later, then I have to build that momentum up. And what I'm finding, unlike the old days, I'm having to drop and pick up and drop and pick up several times in an hour, not just several times in a day. That's not helping matters. I did notice that when I went out to the coffee shop and typed there, it went very smoothly. When I go Monday nights and drop my daughter off at Greeley Corral so she can sing for an hour, and I go to a nearby coffee shop and have a cup of coffee and write for that hour, I can put in 1,000 words, 1,100, 1,200 words in that hour, because nobody's interrupting me. I'm not being stopped to do something else. So we'll have to see how we can take advantage of that new knowledge, insight into my work, into my process. It sounds so pompous when I say it like that, the work, my process. But it's true. It's what I do. It's how I think about what it is that I'm doing with these word-herding activities. So yeah, today is edit day. Tomorrow's probably edit day. Friday is the first day of Mile High Con, and there are a couple of sessions that I want to go to early in the afternoon. So I'll be heading down there probably noonish to get registered and to get through and find the sessions I want to attend. I don't know if I'm going to be taking anybody with me. The kids are off from school. My wife has taken the week off from work. And so she's home all week. The kids will be home starting tomorrow. So they may or may not come along with me. Unlike Balticon and some of the other cons that I've attended, this one is much more business con. In spite of the fact that the organizers tout it as a fan con, and there is a parade, there is a masquerade, they tout it as a fan con. And yet, almost all of the sessions are oriented toward writers. They're oriented toward books. And while they are certainly oriented toward the fans of books, for example, the two sessions that I want to see Friday afternoon have to do with the current state of affairs in publishing. And I want to see what people outside of the silo, outside of my immediate circle, are saying about the current state of publishing. And I think next week, 25th or so, next Tuesday, I'm going to try to get back over to Northern Colorado Writers for their morning coffee at 8:30. I'll have to see if I can make that happen sometime next week as well. And because I'm going to do NaNoWriMo, I'm going to try to go and do some of the write-ins. One of the things I have discovered is that going someplace else to write actually does work. And going someplace else to write with other people might actually be fun. I've joined the Greeley group, and I'm going to see if we can get perhaps a night at the Blue Mug, for example, which is a new coffee shop that's opened right near my house that has replaced a closed Starbucks. Starbucks opened, I can't think of the number of coffee shops in this town. I think it was like 6 or 7, and they've made a mistake of putting them too close together. And unfortunately, one of the ones that they closed is the one that's closest to my house. There's another one that's only maybe a quarter of a mile further, but in the opposite direction. It doesn't actually have as nice a location. The one next to where I live is in a shopping mall where there's a grocery store and lots of parking, and they had tables and chairs and couches and the whole, you know, the little patio outside with a dozen tables. And around here, sitting outside is really quite viable, except for the hottest part of the summer and the coldest part of the winter. You can actually sit outside for quite a long part of the year. Quite a large part of the year. Whatever. Anyway, and the site that they kept open has a drive-through, but it doesn't have the table space. It doesn't have the seating space. It doesn't have the retail space. But it's really focused on the drive-through clientele. And I don't really, well, first, I don't like Starbucks all that well. I'm just going to drive through and pick one up willy-nilly. I occasionally will stop and get one if I have a long ride coming someplace, just for the sake of having Starbucks and a disposable cup to throw away when I get to the end. Trash management in my car is an ongoing battle. But anyway, so I'm actually looking forward to NaNoWriMo. I'm highly optimistic about this time. I've got a great project that I'm looking forward to. It's a sequel. I don't really know where it's going to go. I have to write it. There's a place in book two that we've been working towards from book one. I've alluded to this on a couple of occasions in the first book. Rereading the book and getting it ready for publication right now is perfect setup for me to put together my mind, so that about the time I pull the trigger on this and get it put up for sale, I'd be working on writing the sequel, so it'll be fresh in my mind. So that's a very good thing. And if I have to put Cape Grace down for a while, then I have to put Cape Grace down for a while. I'm sorry, that's just the way it's going to go. It's not like I have been burning up the pages for it anyway. And if I can get the writing habit moving, then perhaps it won't be a year end before I actually do get Cape Grace done. So, very cool, very excited. Thrilled that things are looking like they might actually be flowing here again. The editing is going through the page, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, why didn't I see this on the screen? And part of it, I think, is that on the screen it looks okay. On the screen I don't really think too much about it. When I see it on the page, there's just something about seeing it on the page that it doesn't lay right on the page. It doesn't lay right on the way the sentence scans. Now, I don't know if this is going to make any difference at all in the ebook. I don't know if I'm really, honestly making it any better or making it worse. Mostly what I'm doing is taking words out. There are lots of words in there that I don't really think need to be there. Extended dialogue tags that I missed in edit. I tried to pull as many of those out as I could, because when I'm doing the audiobook, I really do need the dialogue tags so that people understand who's saying what, when, and where. And quite frequently, that starts with an action on the part of the person so that you know when you hear. It's sort of a reverse dialogue tag without being a dialogue tag. So I very seldom, in fact, I don't know that I have ever had the construction, Ken said something about this or that or the other thing. Quite frequently I'll have a small bit of dialogue with the dialogue tag in the middle, followed by the meat of the dialogue line at the end. So it would be something along the lines of, if you really think so, Janet said, I'll be happy to stay for the winter. Which gives that line enough of an identification so that you're not really wondering who's saying it, at least not for very long. And that even while there is a dialogue flow going, where it's back and forth, and even with three or four people, while you might not know exactly who has spoken when I first start out, that internal dialogue tag means that you can focus on that person for the meat of whatever it is that they're saying. And it's not quite so stilted. I think it works well when you're listening. It's not necessarily something that works very well when you're looking at it on the page, and you can tell who's speaking just by the nature of the fact that it's a new paragraph and starting with a new quote statement. So there's a lot of those that are showing up now that I'm seeing it on the page. I'm crossing them off. I'm going to have to upload a new file anyway, so I may as well upload as good a file as I can make. That means I have to take an extra day or an extra two. Well, you know, it's going to be in print a whole heck of a lot longer than it has not been in print. So better is gooder. I almost sound excited, don't I? How very odd. It's still chilly out here. I wonder if I'm going to wind up taking younger daughter to school this morning so she doesn't have to wait for the bus. It's not that cold. I mean, it's 36, I think. I can see my breath, so it's under 40. It's under 38 because I can see quite a lot of condensation in the air in my breath, so it's certainly under 40. The humidity here has a lot to do with how much breath shows up, as well as the internal temperature on my body. But yeah, it's chilly this morning. It's chilly. And not in the bean sense. Here we come. The sun is up. It's about a finger over the horizon, maybe two fingers over the horizon. A little haze across the park. Here I am at the backyard, coming up to the back gate. I'm reminding you that, as always, tomorrow is another day.